But just to reiterate three of them, that there will be a midweek service in August on Wednesday, August the 24th at noon. There will also be a circuit service at Macclesfield on August the 28th, and that will be in Macclesfield instead of here. Another one from David Dippy. Please, if you haven't had your photos taken and you're new to our church, or even if you'd like yours updated, please see him after the service. He's ready with his camera. So thank you very much. Alan's ready to take our service, so we welcome Alan this morning.
Yourself sorted so as you can hear me. Yes, all systems are go. Welcome everybody to this morning's worship. If you feel the need to take off cardigans and jackets, ties, I can well imagine this will be going later on. Please feel free. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who led Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come and save us. Our opening hymn is 328, Jesus shall reign where'er the sun does his successive journeys run.
Songs again descend. Let us come before the throne of grace in prayer. Let us all pray. We praise you, great and glorious Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We praise you, God the Father, glorious and eternal ruler of time and space. You made the universe and all that is in it. You created men and women in your own image. You graciously revealed your purpose and your love. Above all, in your Son, Jesus Christ, we praise you, God the Father. We praise you, God the Son. You came to earth to reveal the Father's love. We praise you for your humble birth, for your ministry of teaching, preaching, and healing, for your death upon the cross, for your glorious resurrection and ascension, for your continual intercession for each and every one of us, and for your gift of the Holy Spirit. We praise you, God the Son. We praise you, God the Holy Spirit, source of all goodness and beauty and truth. You are forever with the people of Jesus, guiding them, guarding them, leading them into all truth. And you are with us now as we worship. We praise you, God the Holy Spirit. So we praise you, great and gracious God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. And our prayer of confession. Father, forgive us. What poor disciples of Jesus we have been and are. How badly our lives reflect his love. How slow we are to follow in his footsteps. Jesus forgave his enemies, but we are vindictive and we seek revenge. Jesus never used force to achieve his objectives, but we want our own way, whatever the means of attaining it may be. Jesus was silent before his accusers, but we bluster and argue and squabble and fight. Jesus prayed often and fervently for strength to resist evil, but we have not prayed as we ought and have expected painless results from our feeble efforts. Father, forgive us. Give us a true desire to fight evil against evil. Show us that the only effective weapon for the struggle are those which Jesus used, so that we may witness for him by the innocence of our behavior, our grasp of truth, our patience and our kindliness, by gifts of the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by declaring the truth by the power of God. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen. And now we'll have our Bible readings.
The first reading is taken from Luke chapter 12, verses 49 to 56. I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. I have baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed. Do you think that I have come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, five in one household will be divided, three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son, son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against daughter-in-law, and daughter-in-law against mother-in-law. He also said to the crowds, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, it's going to rain, and so it happens. And when you see the south wind blowing, you say, say there will be scorching heat, and it happens. You hypocrites, you know how to interpret the appearance of the earth and sky, but why do you not know how to interpret the present time? The second reading is from Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every word, weight, and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him during the he endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of God. Here endeth the readings.
A pair of readings. Quite disturbing, really. But are they that disturbing? Is there not an element of truth within it?
To help us reflect on those readings, we're going to sing now hymn 690, The Church's One Foundation is Jesus Christ her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. prayer now to give thanks for the offerings to this church and to the circuit and to the connection, and we will follow it by singing the Lord's Prayer. Living Lord, it is because you gave to us generously each day that we have gifts to offer, whether in money, direct debit or standing order. As we bring them in thankfulness and we offer them to you in love, may we grow in the grace of giving, now and always. Amen.
Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Says, as we forgive them that they have against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
One of the hymns in the hymn book, written by that well-known composer and writer, Anonymous. Number 76, Sing Hosanna.
Keep me praising, keep me praying in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me praising till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me peace in my heart, keep me loving. Give me peace in my heart, I pray. Give me peace in my heart, keep me loving. Keep me loving till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Give me love in my heart, keep me burning. Give me love in my heart, I pray. Give me love in my heart, keep me serving. Keep me serving till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, the King and King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King.
Where, oh where, is the good news? There doesn't seem to be much of it around today, does there? Everything is more expensive. The rate of inflation is soaring through the roof. Workers are going on strike because they want more pay so they can afford food to put on the table. Pay for the electricity bills which are going through the roof. Well, if we believe next year, it's going up to £5,000 a household, isn't it? Changes to benefits which don't keep pace anywhere close to the rate of inflation. And people are doing wicked things to each other. Unfortunately, I've got to say yes, even in affluent Cheshire. People are juggling work, family, home, and that can be a nightmare, inducing guilt as well as exhaustion, getting kids to school. Students are under more pressure to achieve as never before. Arguments increase, relationships go sour, and I could go on and on and on. These are depressing times. We are short of good news. In the lectionary reading from Jeremiah for today, that's Jeremiah 23, verses 23 to 29, if you want to look at it, things weren't much better then. Jeremiah waxes lyrical about the prophets who should be speaking to God, but are actually indulging in fanciful straw dreams instead of nourishing people from the word of God. But even that isn't the soft option. The word of God is like a fire. Not a cozy fireside with your chair beside it and your slippers on your feet, more like the raging unruly fires that we've seen in southern France in the last few days. That's the word of God. That's the good news. If God's word is that difficult, it's hard to hear. Is it any wonder that people go for the easy option? And one of those easy options is, if you follow everything that Jesus tells you, everything will be wonderful. Jesus will sort all of your problems. He will give you all that you need and more. He will bless you abundantly. That's on condition that you donate to this mission. These are also straw dreams, empty words and promises that do not deliver. It might be what the prosperity gospel preachers might say, but it's certainly not what Jesus tells us. Look at the gospel reading that we had from Luke 12. I come to bring fire. Do you think I've come to bring peace? No, rather division. Can it be possible that our families will be set at odds with each other, if not torn apart, because we follow him. This is no Jesus, gentle, meek and mild. This is the Jesus who goes around, as he says in Luke 12, by calling his hearers hypocrites. Not exactly the words to win friends and influence people. So there's not a great deal of good news around wherever we've looked. But hang on a minute. What about the reading from Hebrews? Two short verses. If we go back to the previous chapter, chapter 11, it's more like it. We have in the word... No, it's not that. That wasn't a time that we want it later on. Thank you. Just realised. By faith, Rehab. By faith, Samson. By faith, Daniel. By faith, David. And so it goes on. They all experienced the intervention of God. God saved them from perishing. They won battles. He shut lions' mouths. By faith, I triumph. I succeed, I win through. God intervened with miracles after miracles. That's the good news. That's not a straw to dream, but it's real. Well, that's settled, isn't it? It's easy. Hang on. Wait a minute again. I'm not going to stop there, because that's only one side of the story. There's the other side as well. We read of people who follow Jesus Christ, who have been tortured, have been mocked, scourged, put in prison, and much worse. Perhaps those are the ones whose faith, though, was not strong enough, who didn't persevere. But the writer of the letter to the Hebrews does not, and I stress the word does not, let us think that for one moment. These people too are commended for their faith. Just because life seems to be on a downhill trend and seem to be going down all the way to the bottom, just because we suffer, whether we were a Christian in Pakistan or a teenager mocked in the local high school, just because life seems to be, at the moment, a fire out of control. But it does not mean that we have little faith. Just don't listen to false prophets, to the straw dreams which promise the world and deliver nothing. Surely there must be something to relieve the pressure of persistent, never-ending bad news. In these uncertain times, whether the bad news is personal, is health-related, to do with job loss, children, grandchildren, and some of us, even great-grandchildren, or the bewildering array of national and international images and stories on the TV and in the media. What can we hang on to give us any hope in the bad times? And the grit, the faith to carry on. Where, oh where, is the good news? The good news is that we are not alone. Just think of what's happened in the last 3 weeks. the sporting achievements that there have been from the Lionesses winning the European Cup final, the athletes at the Commonwealth Games, the athletes at the European Championships in Munich and in Rome. People were cheering on competitors. Particularly, I don't know if you noticed, the number of times someone was absolutely flaked out, fell over at the finish line and was panting like anything. And who were the first people there to help them up and encourage them? It was the other competitors. The people around the stadium or the swimming pools, the velodromes, were all cheering the athletes on, irrespective of which flag they wore on their shirts or on their shorts. They were all willing, the athletes, to win. They gave them a boost when they most needed it, especially when every muscle was aching and all they wanted to do was go back either home or to the athlete's village and wallow in a hot bath to soothe the aching muscles. We are not alone. We have other people to cheer us on, as well as those who have gone before. There are the great multitude of witnesses. I'm in the middle of, well now, nearly at the end of reading the book, Tomorrow Will Be a Better Day by Sir Thomas More, Captain Tom. And he says several times at his time when he was at his lowest ebbs, particularly when he was in Burma with the army in the Second World War, his granny Fanny had died just before, had died just after he had gone to army training. And he found out afterwards that Granny Fanny had said to his mother on her deathbed that she would look after Tom wherever he was. And he felt Granny Fanny looking after him when things were not quite so good for him, in the heat and the squalor and the damp and with bullets flying around in Burma. He knew he had somebody with him. And it wasn't till much later, in his last couple of years before he died, that he realized what Granny Fanny had been doing for him. But what about those words from Hebrews? So we're coming up now, hopefully. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that is so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set out before him, endured the cross, scorning the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Despite all the terrible things that were listed in Jeremiah, in Luke 12, just think about that. Is that not telling us that Jesus is with us every step of the way? He came to earth. He's been there, done that, got the t-shirt, Probably done the video if he was around there today. He knows what we are going through. And we have Jesus as the perfecter of our faith, the one who takes what we offer, including our own weak faith, and fills in what is lacking to make it whole, and despite everything that is crowding in on us. That is the good news. We are not alone. I don't know if you remember a poem by Margaret Fishback Powers. Who's ever heard of Margaret Fishback Powers? No? You'll know the poem that starts, One night I dreamed a dream. I was walking along the beach. Recognize it? It's footprints. And what's the last sentence? When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. That is the good news. Despite everything else, the bad things that happen, the bad news that we hear, the wars that we hear about, whether they be in the Ukraine, whether they be in Yemen, whether they be in Somalia, whether they be in Burma. That is the good news. Turn to Christ. Walk with him. And if you're struggling, he carries you every step of the way. Amen. We'll sing now one of Graham Kendrick's hymns, Meekness and Majesty, Manhood and Deity, in perfect harmony, the man who is God.
Searchable.
going to read a prayer. It was written 1800 years ago by Justin Martyr, who was an early Christian apologist and an author. He and all his followers were arrested, perhaps instigated by the cynic philosopher Crescens, in AD 165. He was scourged and he was beheaded. Just before he died, knowing what was going to happen to him, he wrote this prayer. I ask nothing more than to suffer for the cause of my Lord Jesus Christ, and by this to be saved. If I can do this, then I can stand in confidence and quiet before the judgment seat of my God and Saviour, who, when in accordance with his will, this world passes by. And our prayers of intercession. When I say the words, may they hear your words, please respond with, behold, I make all things new. Let us pray. Let us bring our prayers to God for those who only know how to fight, those who insist that they alone are right, and those who hold on to the past because of fear or insecurity. May they hear your words. Behold, I make all things new. Those who feel that their path is the only one, those who criticize others for being different, and those whose minds are closed, may they hear your words. Behold, I make all things new. Those who go after any new thing, those who want peace at any price, those who forget that reconciliation is often painful, and those who forget that God is the source of peace, may they hear your words. Behold, I make all things new. We pray for ourselves. Make us receptive to listen to your word, eager to act upon it, and faithful to the ministry of reconciliation to which you call us. May we hear your words. Behold, I make all things new. Amen. At the very beginning of this service, I opened with a call of worship from Psalm 80. We're going to close with the last few verses of Psalm 80, which gives us confidence that God is with us. And if we can say these words together. Return to us, O God Almighty. Look down from heaven and see. Watch over this vine. The root of your right hand has planted. The sun that you have raised up yourself. Your vine is cut down. It is burned with fire. At your rebuke, your people perish. Let your hand and man, right hand, the Son of Man you have raised up for yourself. Then we will not turn away from you. Revive us, and we will call on your name. Restore us, O God, God Almighty. Make your face shine upon us, that we may be saved. Our closing hymn is one of John Wesley's, as you know,
I like John Wesley. We had a Isaac Watts one at the very beginning, so I'm on cloud nine. Sorry? Sorry, did I say John? It's Charles Wesley. Charles Wesley, this one. O thou who camest from above, the pure celestial fire to impart, kindle a flame of sacred love on the mean altar of my heart. Go willingly in the power of the Holy Spirit to do the work of God that he has given to you. You will find the unexpected. You will be surprised. You will find new strength, and you will lose your weariness. You will discover that God, through Christ, is making all things new. And when we find things are getting on us, getting on top of us, and we're walking along the beach and we only see one set of footprints, let us remember that it was then that Jesus carried us. Amen.